This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores with you, and we've continued to discuss the tornado that hit St. Louis back in May and the recovery efforts, which are going to take a long, long time. It will be years in the making, and what we do know is that there are people who have lost their homes. Either the homes are completely unlivable or work needs to be done. It's overwhelming. And where do you begin? Well, we're joined now by Dylan Mosier, the zoning plan examiner for the St. Louis Building Division. And they've got a new program, Ask an Architect, which provides free in-person consultations with licensed architects from the St. Louis chapter of the American Institute of Architects. They're available to help residents understand the damage that was done to their home and plan the next steps, which is a huge undertaking. So Dylan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
The beginning of Ask an Architect program, how did that start? Did it exist at all before the tornado, or was it created afterwards?
No, it's completely a response to the May 16th tornado. It was created, fully hats off to the St. Louis chapter of the American Institute of Architects, the AIA. It's really product of them kind of immediately after, May 16th, mm-hmm. just saying, what can we do to help out? Where can we fit in the ecosystem of people who are trying to be a part of the solution? The building division has architects on staff who happen to be members of the AIA. So mm-hmm. all the great things that you see built around the city and whatnot, these things are designed by architects and constructed by contractors. But also there are folks who sit, just down the street in City Hall who review these items, and they're licensed architects as well. So a couple of the members of our staff are AIA members. So pretty shortly after, probably week one post-tornado, I caught wind by talking to my colleague, San Smith. Hi, San. That the AIA had formed a task force to just try to figure out what the heck can we do. They were meeting once a week. I immediately said, hey, San, I'd love to be a part of that meeting. My title is actually the deputy commissioner of the building division. That's an old title, but I'm more than just zoning. So
yeah.
I have that sort of thing, leadership level. So that, that just to kind of level set that. But, we were sitting down, we were meeting with the AIA, trying to figure out, what can the AIA do? One thing that they can provide is their expertise, and people just don't know what to do, after having their house possibly devastated or mm-hmm. damaged by that tornado. So it quickly was just a conversation that was, hey, they can provide expertise. The building division in City Hall can provide a venue for that expertise to be shared and whatnot. Yeah. So what can we do right here, right now? We can put an expert at a table, and we can invite somebody from the public to sit down at that table and just have a conversation. We can do that right here, right now, free of charge.
There was a story about this in Fox 2, which is how we learned about it. I think it was the first time we had heard about it. Mm-hmm. And in the story, they had interviewed an architect who, and I'm not trying to make light of this, but I just moved to a new place. And just the act of unpacking to me is overwhelming. I don't feel like, I don't know where to start.
Sure.
And if you had your home destroyed or partially destroyed, which is an awful thing, a traumatic thing to have happen to you, you have to feel like you don't know what to do first.
Absolutely.
So how much does a program like this help?
We're finding it's still in its infancy. Mm-hmm. So we just wrapped up week two of it. I'm about to have meetings to kind of evaluate how we've done so far. But the feedback that I've gotten from the public, people who had an opportunity to sit down with these volunteer architects, it seems that it's helping them a lot. They're coming in with a lot of questions. What the heck do I do? Can I live in this house? Is this damage? How severe is this damage? I mean, we can all look at a crack in a wall or a hole in a roof and kind of see that that's a problem. How big of a problem is that? So I think it's helping people greatly to sort of understand the extent of that problem and what the rebuilding might look like.
So as you mentioned, that you're able to talk with these people at City Hall, mm-hmm. and you'll have a table where they can sit down. I guess, are they bringing pictures of their homes? Yeah. Are they bringing assessments that the city's already done? How does that work? Because I know if I had damage done to my home, I wouldn't know if the roof is blown off. Well, certainly you can see that, but sometimes severe damage isn't even as visible. So how do they know how damaged their homes are?
Any number of way. I mean, every single individual, every single building that has been affected by the tornado, I mean, is its own unique story. Mm-hmm. We encourage people certainly to bring photos of the damage that they've taken, that other folks have taken. Everybody's on a different track to recovery. So some are insured, some are not insured. Some have maybe had a contractor reach out to them, or they've reached out to a contractor. So we just bring everything. Really, nothing's off the table as far as the conversation that folks are able to have with these volunteer architects. So we encourage people to bring as much information to talk about what their recovery looks like as possible.
What about if someone who had like an insurance, a claims adjuster, look at their home, assess the damage? Mm-hmm. Can they come to you guys and say, hey, does this seem fair for the amount of money they're offering? Are they lowballing us? Because I know that's a big concern too, that an insurance company, if you are insured, may say, it'll cost $20,000, but we all know it's going to cost more than that.
I mean, these volunteer architects, they're design professionals, okay. So they might not know what the unit cost for a piece of lumber is right now, or a piece of drywall is right now, or that sort of thing. I mean, I don't know that that's really the lane that we're trying to go down, and that's not necessarily the service that they're providing, but they are providing the expertise on how do you build that, certainly the money piece is a whole nother aspect, but they provide the design expertise. So they certainly can tell you, they can give you a sense, mm-hmm. Of what that design sort of scope might look like, or that repair scope might look like. But no, I mean,
the insurance side is a different side.
It's just
really
hard. I mean, and that's just, my heart goes out to everybody who has to deal with this. I mean, you're already dealing with a broken home, and then, how to figure it out to fix it is just so
navigating insurance too. All just everything.
Yeah. I mean, I hate navigating insurance on a personal level of any capacity, whether it's just my broken cell phone. So
of course,
I can only imagine if it was my,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, so this is open to homeowners, renters alike. So it does not matter if you own the house or if you're just renting from somebody else.
If you're a contractor and you've got questions, come on down. You know, if you're a homeowner, certainly come on down. You know, if you've got a hole in your roof, come on down. If you've got a, you know, down section of your fencing, which is relatively minor in the grand scheme of how bad some folks have been impacted by this thing, come on down. We welcome everybody. We can certainly have a conversation. That's an easy thing that we can provide right now.
And you do not have to have an appointment to come in. Right now, Mondays and Wednesdays from noon to 3 at City Hall.
Room 425.
Yeah. So that's from 12 to 3 Mondays and Wednesdays. You can just drop by. If people have questions, is there a number they can call? Did talk to somebody that you could just at least steer them in the right direction if they have a very specific question?
Yeah, I mean, it's an in-person clinic, for sure. As I alluded to kind of in the beginning of this, you know, we have licensed architects on our staff. You know, a big thing that I thought was a major win is that, you know, our folks are busy designing things and what, or not designing things, but reviewing the design of building permits and stuff. So they have they certainly have a day job. We take phone calls by all means, you know, and so, I mean, folks can call our plan exam office if they cannot make it down to City Hall or be in person. They can call 314-622-3332 and ask to talk to one of the plan exam staff. We got Terry, we got Dave, we got Sansan. They're all great at what they do. And they can answer questions if somebody simply can't make it to City Hall. But it is, unfortunately, right now, it's a drop-in clinic in person.
314-622-3332 is the number?
Correct.
And as you mentioned, the drop-in hours, Mondays and Wednesdays, 12 to 3. Want to get that, keep getting the information out there. But even something as confusing as, like, permits. What permits do you need? Everything is such a tedious process. The architects can help with that to make sure at least your T's are crossed and I's are dotted with the different types of permits you'll need.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot to ask somebody to know, like, when do I need a permit? Yeah. This red tape of City Hall, that type of thing. I mean, that's the great thing about the building division and the AIA kind of being arm in arm in this partnership is, you know, we, of course, require permits for safety reasons. You know, that's the whole bread and butter of why, you know, a permit is required in the begin with. So, I mean, you know, we're there together. If they can answer that question, the building division can answer that question. Our architects are sitting right down in the same room as these volunteer architects during these drop-in clinics on Mondays and Wednesdays. That is definitely a big question that we are getting. Do I need a permit?
Yeah.
What's the last thing as we say goodbye here that you want people to know, something we have not covered yet that you think is important?
Just that this is a free service. This is something that folks can do right now. If you are in the dark, please come on down. We're not turning anyone away. There's no special criteria. If you've got curiosities and you think talking with a design professional can help you out, then we want you to come on down and these folks want to talk to you. And I do want to just say thank you so much to the AIA, Melissa, Evan, Patrick, all the volunteers. Really appreciate y'all.
Dylan Mosier, again, the new title?
Deputy Commissioner of Buildings.
Deputy Commissioner of Buildings.
It's just not zoning, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, anyway.
We don't know the difference anyway. So whatever you say zoning, building, I don't know.
Well, zoning is bigger than anything Deputy Commissioner. Like, oh, wow.
Dylan, thank you for what you're doing, and we appreciate you coming by.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.